Now, we were just talking before about the I Love You game, which we've played here for a while now on our show. And Nick, you had your, I guess it was your, not only your first day, but it was your first big celebrity interview. We had Naomi Watts lined up after the show.
Yeah.
And your challenge was to, at some stage in the interview, say I love you to Naomi. And look, the goal is to get the I love you back.
Yeah, we you know what I like too? We spoke to Pat Cash yesterday. You never brought it up beforehand. Eddie Maguire. Could have said it to those guys. It was just on the phone. You waited. You picked your spot. Naomi Watts.
And not what's even more awkward, she was in her apartment in New York.
Weird. Mm.
And we will have the video online too because it was a Zoom chat and the way you looked at her while you said it. Anyway, listen out for it. This was our chat with Naomi yesterday talking about her new film Penguin Bloom in cinemas Thursday. Naomi, it's so nice to see you. Thank you for joining us on Fifi, Feb and Nick.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're great. Naomi, and I have to say, having seen the movie, and Melbourne, you've got to check this out. This Thursday in cinemas, Penguin Bloom, the most beautiful Australian film. Naomi, I've cried. I had goosebumps. I went on this incredible journey. And just in a quick nutshell, it's such an intense story, but a wonderful true story about Sam Bloom and what she went through when she fell off a balcony in Thailand and then her recovery and how she dealt with becoming a paraplegic, you playing that character so brilliantly. It must have been an emotional journey for you. And I know that Sam herself was on set. You became quite close. You were even wearing her clothes for the movie.
Yeah. And we were shooting in her house. It was unusual to have that much accessibility to the person you're playing. You know, I mean, most of the time you're playing invented characters, and then sometimes you get the opportunity to play true life stories. They're not necessarily always there, the people that you're playing. And then in this case, yes, she was there every beat along the way. And it was, you know, when you think about it, in the anticipation, it feels daunting, but we got so close and yeah, it just felt really normal. And actually I was craving to have her there as much as she could be. It made me feel safe.
And then the beautiful part of this story too, the journey that Sam goes on, is she bonds with a magpie, an injured magpie. And I won't go into what happens because it's a wonderful film that you want to experience firsthand. But working with magpies, Naomi, how did that play out? Were they tough? Did you get bitten? Yeah.
No, I was thinking, how's this going to work? You know, this is such a big part of the story that, you know, you have to connect with a bird. This is a creature, and it might look good in a picture and sound good on the page, but how do we actually get them to emote and, you know, communicate what they're feeling? And they assured me, they said, we're going to train the birds. There's going to be animatronics. There's going to be CGI. Don't worry. It's all going to be fine. Mm-hmm. I get there on the set and there's a great trainer. He seems to know what he's doing. And sure enough, yeah, this bird delivered every single time.
Now, obviously, Naomi, the bird wasn't toilet trained because I hear it did poo in your mouth. What? Is that true?
How do you know it wasn't told to do that?
Well, maybe it was, but I heard it was good luck if a bird
does
poo on you. But in your mouth, what happened?
Yeah, that was a good old icebreaker. So what happened was on the first day as well, and, you know, everything, the whole experience could have been different, but luckily I'm an Aussie and I know how to ingratiate myself with nature. But, yes, it took two, and I felt this warm sensation trickling down my face, and then my eyes popped and I looked at everyone around me, and sure enough, their faces told me that what was happening was definitely happening. And it slid down my face and I was like, oh, either I could make a sudden move and bust out of it, or I could just, you know, stay frozen. And I did. And I opened my mouth laughing.
Oh.
Unbeknownst to me, to let it trickle inside my mouth.
Are we hearing about how COVID-20 started? Is this the new...
Great metaphor, yeah.
So first day, was it just a bit of stage fright for the magpie? It'd never been in a movie before, starring alongside a legend. Was it just a bit nervous? How was it after that?
It was exactly the icebreaker we needed, and it was all just, yeah. We kicked it off well. It was a laugh. And I bonded with the birds.
When you say you bonded with the birds, did you have to cast for the birds?
Oh, no, that we have a few because, you know, a bird gets tired after it's done a few tricks. So
any magpie I've seen has done anything but stop. They just kept going me on my bike for kilometres. I didn't know they'd run out of puff.
No, they do, or they get full from the worms that they, are treated with every time they pull off a trick. And then they get bored, and so they have to be rotated. And also there were the bird throughout the story ages, so we had to have different sizes.
Oh, of course.
Sometimes they were not well behaved, you know, they'd get a little.
So they're like kids.
In a hissy. Yeah.
I feel like I work with a magpie here, Naomi, every day.
That's me.
Over there in the corner. Didn't play for the Magpies, though, played for Carlton and Brisbane. But now, Naomi, it is a pleasure talking to you. This film is beautiful, Penguin Bloom. I can't recommend it highly enough. In cinemas this Thursday. So get around a great Aussie film. And it's wonderful to have you on the show, Naomi. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
I've just got to say, Naomi, I love you. Unbelievable.
Oh, that's bloody nice, isn't it? Thank you.
A little bit awkward.
No worries.
Thank you.
Starting the rumour, this is where...
It's his first day, Naomi. It's his first day today, so it's a bit awkward.
First interview.
Sorry.
I'm very excited. I've had sorry seven about coffees. That. You're a legend.
Sorry to make
you're
you
amped. Awkward. You're yes. amped, ready to go.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Hope he doesn't poo in the studio, but he's...
Don't open your mouth. Thank you, Naomi, for your time. We really appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Wow. You committed.
It was more nerve-wracking listening back.
I know.
Because I knew what was coming. I was so scared.
We've had some feedback, haven't we, Boxing?
We do. Now, the wonderful Steph from Roadshow did send an email, and we love our friends at Roadshow who set up these interviews, and he was writing to our producer, Das, and he said, "Hey, Das, first of all, thank you for the interview, and tell Nick that I won't judge him for the I love you. Oh. Sometimes you just get caught up in the moment."
Oh.
So just so you know, they all think you're just a super fan.
Oh, wow. Sorry, Steph. So Roadshow.